Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I take my 13 years of podcasting experience. We grab a random show and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're listening to Sleep Whispers. And if you look at them in iTunes, the name of the show is Sleep Whispers for ASMR, Relaxation, Insomnia, Anxiety, and Stress. And the description is whispered ramblings and readings for relaxation and sleeping. It includes uplifting quotes, helpful tips for sleep optimization, guidance for sleep preparation, and a dedicated rambling or reading for sleep induction. We're going to be listening to episode number 114, Whisperpedia, Marco Polo, Travel and Controversies. And if you want to check out their website, it's at sleepwhispers.com. We'll get to that right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
So my thought is, how quickly are they going to get to the rambling stuff to put me to sleep? Because I've brushed my teeth, I'm ready to go, and it goes something like this. That's really quiet.
Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode 114, and specifically, it's a Whisperpedia episode about Marco Polo. If you're a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. And if you're interested in accessing old episodes, bonus episodes, videos, and photos, then you can take a peek at my website, sleepwhispers.com. All right, so why did I choose Marco Polo for this Whisperpedia episode? Well, thank you to my listener, Dink Lump, who suggested Marco Polo. And yes, your name makes me smile and giggle every time I think of it. I don't know much about Marco Polo, so this topic appealed to me because I would be able to learn a lot more about Marco Polo. I went ahead and browsed his Wikipedia page, and the first half of the page does cover how he traveled for a long time, which I basically knew, but then it explains how when he got home from all those travels.
So here's my thought on this. I'm not really sure, because you're whispering, that's going to, like, if I came on here and said, welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show, where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on, does that somehow make you sleepy because I'm whispering? And the fact that you're going to tell me a story about Marco Polo is going to keep my brain engaged. I think the point is to be boring, I would guess. I know I've listened to another show. It was kind of the granddaddy of the sleeping podcast. And his whole goal is to be boring, but not just say random words. And so I'm not sure And this is where I have no problem sleeping. I have problems going to bed. I need the Go to Bed Now podcast, where it basically reaches out of my phone and just smacks me in the head and goes, go to bed. So I'm not sure it achieves, for me at least, the results. I like the quiet music, but for me, another thing that, again, if I'm listening to this with earbuds, so that's a big question. If I'm in bed, am I listening with earbuds? Because there's always a chance I could, I guess, choke myself somehow. If I am, you're doing a thing. I don't know what microphone you're using. I'm guessing a Blue Yeti, maybe, to where you're actually panning a little bit. Like one minute you're a little more in my left headphone, and then another one you're a little more in my right, and then you're a little more in my left, and then you're a little more in my right. That I found distracting, which is kind of the whole point. You're not supposed to be giving me things to think about. So that was something that I was like, yeah, that's not going to work for me. Other than that, you did get to the story quickly. You let me know what the deal was. I didn't really know what a Whisperpedia was, but I get the feeling that you went to Marco Polo's Wikipedia page and you're going to read that now. So I guess my question is, if you're, I don't know. I'm not sure what makes people go to sleep, because my mom and people would read me stories, but I always stayed awake for them. And then when the story was over, that was kind of the thing. It's like, hey, you told me a story. I did. And now I'm going to pay you for reading me a story by not, causing a fit and going to sleep. So I'm not sure this show does what it's supposed to do, which is make people go to sleep. I think that and again, you would know that much better than I do. I see you have t-shirts on your website. I see where you're somewhat keyword stuffing your title, which is fine. And I look at your reviews. Let's see what your reviews say. I'm tempted here because I see where you have a boatload, and it says you have 144 reviews. And of course, right now, for whatever reason, the podcast, Apple Podcast, is not showing me any on the desktop. But anyway, so my thought would be, record your audio in mono, at least your voice, so it doesn't go back from speaker to speaker. And I don't know. I'm not sure reading me, unless you find something really, I think the point is to be boring, so that you don't capture my attention. And I'm not sure reading me an actual story, I'm not sure how that's going to work, but that's where I just know I closed my eyes as I was listening to this and kind of asked myself, okay, is this making me tired? And it wasn't. It was actually, to a certain extent, giving me quite the opposite, because then I also had to strain to understand you. So it was actually making me more awake, because I had to really focus to understand you. So that's my first impression, for what it's worth. You may be, if you're getting much better feedback from your audience, by all means, I guess I could try this again when I go to bed. But for me, it didn't make me sleep. So if you would like your show right here, all you have to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And if you want extra content, I now have a Patreon page, and you can go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/Patreon, and that'll take you right there. You've got like 140 episodes of Ask the Podcast Coach and other podcasting goodness, and you can sign up for as little as a buck. So thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, and until then, always remember to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.